Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's happening?
Daddy's box was hard when I was sleeping. Daddy's box.
Okay, that's worse than I was going to do.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love. Do-do-do-do. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
You're awful. You're making fun of a grieving widow.
No, it's your fault. Because
you're making fun of a grieving widow. Boy.
But every time they say daddy's box, I just hear daddy's hands in my head. The whole time. Hard as steel when I done wrong. There was always love in daddy's box.
Can you clarify? Some people don't know the song Daddy's Hands.
It's a very famous country song. Most
I had never heard of it.
Well, you weren't like you weren't.
I wasn't raised on country gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it was a very big. If you grew up in just time period, you always saw some kid always sang it at a talent show, and everyone said, "Oh, she's singing about her daddy, and that's so cute." Oh, he whips her, but he loves her.
It's a fucked up song.
It's
about like a little bit about corporal punishment at home.
Every time they say daddy's box, I just start hearing that song in my head just playing.
I was going to make a really inappropriate joke, but you topped that. The only thing
first
you topped
time
in
I
a
topped
long
anything.
First time for everything. I was going to say my daddy's box has a lot of different things in it.
Your daddy.
So y'all,
that box is hard to steal when you done wrong.
Yeah, I can trust me. I feel it still.
And even harder when you done right.
I know. There's still bruises.
Y'all, this is B90 season 6. I am very excited.
I'm very too.
This was
for the 90 days.
Also, we're reality gays. I'm gonna
try to do that more and more of saying who we are.
And it's validating for me.
I know.
I used to want to do it.
You used to do it. And I
should interview our name.
I raged against you.
Well, but
and made
you
fun of you for it.
But you were, and because I had at the time, I had more
now
hosting
I understand.
Experience than you, but you didn't listen to me.
And now I've eclipsed you.
A total eclipse of the fart.
Y'all, this is B90 this, yes. Season 6. Somehow we have
we
survived.
Are reality gays.
We are reality gays.
I am Maddie that you're listening to.
And I'm Mortimer.
And you're Poodle.
And I am Poodle.
It is good because when I had somebody, remember I told you somebody came up to me in a restaurant the other day and they said, "You're one of the reality gays, but are you Maddie or Poodle?" They don't know because they just listen to us.
That upsets me a little bit because I don't really want to be mistaken for you.
Well, that's the way it is.
You know what? I think I'll be happy if I'm mistaken for you.
I'm happy that somebody just knows us.
That's true.
It depends on what I'm doing. If I was ever caught like Mads and Gary fucking, and someone walks in the door and they see me naked and fucking, and they say, "Are you Poodle?" I'll be horrified because that means I'm doing something freaky deaky.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you would be upset.
I'd like, come on and watch.
And if someone said, if you were Maddie, caught you in the act, you would say, I'm not that vanilla bitch.
Yeah, I would. I said, am I the basic? Am I doing this in missionary style, just laying here? What do you think this rigging is for?
Wow.
Y'all, primo numero uno episode of a new season. We have six seasons of B90. Think how far we've come.
This is what we started on.
This is the first
season two of B90, yes, I think.
With the Darce.
That's where we met our ladies, our queens, Darcy and Stacey.
I think B90 season one wasn't that Rachel and John?
Yes.
Or was that season two again?
I think that was Rachel.
There was
and John.
An update. Rachel's been posting on her, and y'all know I'm no fan of that couple. I think he's a dangerous, violent criminal who does not need to be in this country. I don't want him at a bar if something might happen, and she doesn't live in reality. But she's like, it's almost our 5-year journey is almost coming true. There's no way they're letting him in this country. I cannot believe it. If he gets in this country and they don't let fucking refugees in,
oh Lord.
It's fucking, I'm on the soapbox.
On the soapbox.
I saw
now.
That and I was like, you mean a fucking violent, convicted criminal who almost put someone's eyes out gets to come here?
He did almost put someone's eyes out. There's another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie out.
Sorry, that's not relevant.
I'm on IMDb looking for the name of this episode.
Oh. Do I know it? I don't.
I don't, because they gave it to us early, so.
I just went, do I know it? Yeah, I don't
think you do. I was going to see if it's on here. Let's see.
While you're doing that, I have.
It's not. It just says 6.1, so we don't know.
I'm calling this The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yes, that's what we're going to, we'll just come up with the name.
Daddy's Box. That's the name of the episode. Daddy's Box.
Daddy's Box.
We'll get into the very sad Beth Henley play that is the beginning of that is the first story in this season.
It was sad.
Now we're extremely sad.
We've got a couple of announcements, but we're saving some. We do have a very big announcement about our RG Plus, Reality Gaze Plus, but we're going to say that for the second show, y'all. But
and before you, before you scream, nothing is changing except for the tier names.
Yeah, nothing's changing. It's just we're doing a little rebrand.
We have to repeat this because every time we say we're going to do this, y'all freak out and DM us and ask us 1,000 questions.
Yes, it's just remember. Would you email Dax Shepard and ask him this?
I think I would.
I would, actually. I love Dax Shepard. I'm an armchairy.
So, y'all, I think they could come up with a better name for that.
It's too late. I already love it.
I know. No, I don't love it, but I don't like it's too late, though. You're right. Y'all, $15 video on this, the video of this that you may be watching.
The intimate
now.
Portrait where you're intimate sitting right portrait. Here on the couch. Mm.
And I just gave you a wet willy.
Woo! And you saw Poodle horrified when I was singing.
I find that song disturbing.
Insane. So you're sitting right here, but, because it's the first season of the show, anybody on the Patreon
or Reality Gaze or Supercast.
Or Supercast, hopefully, which, by the time this airs.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have video for that. You'll be able to watch the video just this one time. It's like a one time try before you buy.
And you get to see the inside of my home.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say hole. Because sometimes
that's on the $75 tier.
Well, but sometimes you come close with some of the when it's summer and he's wearing shorts. Boy, y'all see some monkey brains on Poodle. Let's just say.
And the D.C. audience. And they saw everything.
And they saw everything. Poor D.C. I think that's why that City Winery closed down. Because of your nutsack. They couldn't do anything.
I broke a lot of rules that night.
A lot of rules.
Also, RG Plus is going to be available on, this is the big thing to stay tuned about, Apple subscriptions.
Yes.
Is now, every time I shake my phone, it goes, do you want to do that?
Yeah, because it's supposed to like be Siri. If you shake it, it's actually control. There's a control in that.
It just says cancel or something.
Yeah, it calls like Siri, yeah.
I don't like it.
You can deactivate. Anyway, we'll talk more about this.
That's on part two.
I want to get into the show, and we've got a couple other things we want to talk
about. I
want to
talk about some more stuff, though.
But get to it. I'm excited to talk about
YouTube
Amanda.
Live. YouTube Live is January 18th because it normally would be June. It's June 28th. It would normally be, I can't speak. Let me read this again. Our YouTube Live is going to be June 18th.
Yes.
And which I believe is Father's Day.
Oh, well, tell Dad sorry. You got to hang out with us for 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes. They can suck it.
You tell your husband to take the kid out for a walk and do a father
thing.
Thank
you.
And you drink some Chablis or whatever you want to drink.
Chablis? Don't drink Chablis. That's awful.
I don't know. I've never had Chablis.
It's bad. Well, it's sweet and it's awful.
Did you have bad Chablis?
I don't know if good Chablis is a thing.
Maybe not.
I'm sure there's some sommelier bitch who's going to come at me and tell me about this.
Tell you there's a good Chablis that you don't know.
I'll try. Fuck off.
I don't like sweet wines. But anyway, June 18th at 4 o'clock Pacific time. We're having to bump it up a week because Jake's fucking somebody somewhere.
No,
or something
I'm going.
Like that.
I'm out with someone's son.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to South Carolina.
I'm going to South Carolina and I'll be there. And I'm not sure I'm a little bit worried about my parents coming in and bothering me. I can't make sure of that.
I wanted him to do it when he was there, but he didn't want to do it.
I think also it's the technology of live streaming is different. Live streaming is hard.
Whatever. You have fear, and it's understandable fear.
And we are taking a week off the week of July 4th, you guys.
We are taking a week off.
And
so there's going to be a show that airs that week. We're not covering it. We're just going to...
A B90 show.
Yeah, and we're just going to... which kind of sucks, because it'll probably be a really good episode by then. But you know what?
We take 2 weeks off a year.
Love in Paradise, a finale, I think it's that week as well. We're just going to catch you up.
Recap it.
And we'll catch you up on the flip side of it on next week's episode.
Love in Paradise, I said this on the, it's this season has been a dud for me, just to be honest.
No, well, what hasn't been a dud is Ultimatum Queer Love.
Ooh.
It's so good. We just got another drop
episodes 5 through 8. Y'all, and we've watched all of them.
By now, yeah, they were great.
Especially when Vanessa became a bird,
and then who
and
knew
tore out someone's heart.
Cocaine Bear and Cocaine Cougar scissored. It was great.
I didn't even know Cocaine Bear had a vagina.
There you go. There you go.
You're right. Cocaine.
So yeah, that's on the $5 tier. But y'all, the Ultimatum Queer Love is messy, 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 messy. It's very good.
It's on. Yeah, it's on our five.
Now talk about what you've really been wanting to talk about, because I know you love a competition and I know you're very excited about this.
I will announce them on show two.
Oh,
boy,
okay.
I am teasing and edging the fuck out of y'all.
This is like 25-year-old poods.
Ugh. It's the kind of thing where I go from room to room in the club and like, I'm going to go get a drink. I'll see you in a bit. You want to see me again? I can kind of see me.
Yeah.
Saying, I'll bring you back a drink. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll see you. Maybe I won't.
He never brought me back a drink and I was his friend.
No, I just left.
Yeah.
And then maybe at the end of the night, if you like put up a flare in the the air that was like a big P.
Well, actually, you know what? Because especially this bar we used to go to, I always knew that if Poodle left me, he'd come back to go to that McDonald's around 12:30 across the street. And I'd just wait for him in the parking lot, and there he'd drive up. I'd say, there you are.
Usually I'd been to someone's house.
Yeah, exactly. You'd already fucked. And then you come back, and then we both got Big Macs and went home.
Those are the days.
Those were the days.
Y'all, there's nothing better than McDonald's after, like, sad fucking. After barely knowing somebody.
Yeah. I'm not mad at a Wendy's for that either. There's a guy I used to fuck on Sunset, and it was nice. I'd just go right there to that Wendy's.
I think that was the same one we
oh, the one we both had sex with. Yeah. Did you go to Wendy's too?
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Wow.
Wow.
Where am I?
So we're going to be doing a primary for our May Bicurious.
A primary for the May Bicurious.
We're having a runoff, y'all, because there's too much shit.
There are six shows that are just too good.
They're too good.
And I will announce what they are.
On part two.
On part two. I love it.
Okay.
God, I feel I'm mad with power.
Mad.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's talking about
Amanda
from Eunice, Louisiana.
She's 31, and Razvan, who's
Razvan,
26. Where's he
26 from Bucharest, Romania?
Bucharest, Romania.
She fine. She foine.
He hot, y'all.
She foine.
Is Romania in the Dick Riviera? It is.
Romania is landlocked.
Ah.
But it might as well be. Y'all, this is a nice penis.
He's one of the most gorgeous men we've had on 90 Day Fiancé ever.
I think he's one of the hottest.
One of the hottest.
And he looks like he has charisma.
Uniqueness.
And some nerve and talent.
Yes.
And he's serving all of those
things. He's serving all of it.
Realness.
He wants to be a reality star.
Totally. Yeah, now, okay. Do we think he's being genuine?
I got to see them together.
Yeah.
You can fake, believe me, I know, and believe Piano Cat does too, you can fake a lot of things over a video call.
Oh, infinite number of things.
Infinite number. So I'm out until we see them together, but what do you think?
You can create a fantasy.
Oh, yes. Piano Cat 77, y'all. Watch her after 10 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, what do you think, though?
With enough grips, you can do anything.
Anything.
My gut feeling is, why would he be talking to this woman? I feel like there's a certain level of authenticity to him that I get. He may just be really good at faking it. You know, there's some people who are just really, really good at, like, they literally become who you need to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah. It's a narcissist.
Wow. Wow. So, y'all, we begin with saying our prayers like a scene out of Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah, trigger warning. No one on the reality gays crew, not Poodle, not Christina, not Caitlin, who had all saw it before me, no one warned Maddie about cancer death. So I'm just watching this, just going, oh my God. Not a one. And Jake just said, oh, I should have told you that. Just heartless, all three of them.
You've had a year. Jesus. How long do you want to capitalize on this?
As long as I can.
Anyway, so we start out by a Father Ouija's prayer, but the child did it. Thank you for this wonderful day, and thank you for all the days ahead of us. And it's so sweet. And then the child says, can I sleep with Daddy's box in this room? And I went, what? And I see that there is a picture of his face on a box. And I went, oh, Daddy's dead. And then I say, and then the woman starts talking, saying, her name is Amanda. I'm visiting my sister in Marietta, Ohio, which sounds sad. And early this year, I lost my husband, Jason, to cancer. And I was like, "Whew."
Are his ashes in the box?
That was what I was thinking.
Or is it just a box with a picture?
With his things in them.
I'd be concerned if you're bringing the box everywhere that the ashes would fall out.
I don't know if his ashes are in the box. I don't know.
Maybe it's just a symbolic box for the kids.
I think that's what
it is. Which I think is a great idea.
I totally agree. And y'all, yes, we weren't really making fun of it, but it was like,
no, I'm just hearing the song, Daddy.
It was just 20 seconds into the show, we were introduced to Daddy's Box.
This is a different feel from the 90s, the way this is filmed. But just overall, the way they're arcing these characters, it feels different.
This is going to be a season about overcoming grief and tragedy, I feel like. I think that's what, and then there's Dino and Jasmine.
Oh.
But I told you when we were texting, this is the Jen and Rishi slot this season.
Yeah, I yelled at you to save it over text, y'all. So don't worry, I save it for you out there listening.
Sorry, I just put whatever I think, and I want.
Well, I know, but I want someone who's like we had in that meeting, someone who's sitting on the subway in New York City to hear it all, get it all, so that way they don't have to look at that homeless man jacking off to them.
So, y'all, they were married for 8 years. He was a jokester. Looks like he was a little bit older than she was.
He was cute.
He was a good provider, and she's like, I expected a future with him, and I never expected a future without him. Started having lung issues, got diagnosed. Literally, they couldn't find anything, which is your worst nightmare.
Which the doctor's telling me didn't have anything, and so
then his diagnosis later on, his diagnosis, he did 3 months. He said he got a diagnosis, and they said he could live 3 months with chemo, stage 4 cancer. He died 10 days.
Yeah.
After the I was sitting here like this, y'all.
I mean, she even talked about, like my mom talked about with her one husband, that she even talked about just seeing the light go out in his eyes.
This is a comedy show.
This is a comedy show. I honestly was a little jealous that she was there to be there, because I couldn't be there for my dad because of COVID. So he died. I had to visit him and then leave him knowing he was going to die that day, and I couldn't be there. It was terrible. Yucka, yucka, da, 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 da. I don't know when we come back from
that. Sorry. I was a little jealous of her when she saw the light go out of her husband's eyes.
Well, I wanted
eyes.
To be there for my dad. But I was there. Well, you know what my cousin Kelly told me, Aunt Peggy's daughter.
I'm really uncomfortable with this conversation.
No, my cousin Kelly told me, this is a very Southern thing, so you get it. She was like, Matthew, he wouldn't let you be there. Your daddy wouldn't do that to you. He wouldn't let you see that type of weakness in him.
That's so true.
And that is true. And Grandma Hazel did the same thing. Kelly said, I visited her for 5 days straight, sat there for 8 hours. I went to go get a coffee. I was gone for 10 minutes. And that's when that bitch died.
Boy, that is a very on brand for Grandma Hazel.
That's when Grandma Hazel died. Cancer, too. And so she said, your daddy wouldn't let you see it. I said, okay, well.
Can we move on?
We can move on.
From not conflating your tragedy with the tragedy of the
but
show?
I am confused with her. Because I think when they said it, and I was just a little overwhelmed and missed it. How long ago did he die?
1 year. Like, it's only been like a year. The sister, Ohio Kristen Stewart, y'all. I'm calling it now.
If she does Kristen look like
Kristen Stewart, was born and raised in Ohio, and she stayed there.
Can you move timey so I can see?
I can
please?
Move timey.
But no. Here we don't need headphones. Put them here, and you can put your feet back up like you want.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm wearing Marvin the Martian socks.
I like you, my dear heaven.
Marvin the Martian was a fag.
Very gay. Very. He was an alien that would come and fuck you.
Yes.
Oh, let me see. It's a bottom. Oh.
Can I fuck you with whatever I've got?
Can I
my
fuck
head?
You with my x-ray?
There were some Looney Tunes contacts who were characters who were just Big Moe's.
Big Moe's.
Jesus.
Chuck Jones was a homosexual, you know.
Was he?
I don't know.
I don't think he was.
I don't think he was. There's apparently a really good documentary about him. I'd watch it. That's it.
Can we get back to the tragedy?
Okay, so he died a year ago. So that means at 9 months, she started dating this guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they've only been dating for 3 months.
Yes, or 3 or 4 months, something like that.
Whoa. As someone who, granted, no, actually, I've been, as someone who grieved my father and also grieved my relationship. I'm 10 months out of that. That's too fucking soon.
It does seem like it is too soon. For me, I she even said grief is doesn't come with a playbook. So I get that.
It's true.
I don't think I've been through anything like that. I can't necessarily judge anybody on it. It feels like it's too soon for me, especially with those two kids. But I think that's her thinking that she needs. She doesn't just need.
Well, think about where she lives.
Yeah.
You don't have a single mom that raises two kids. The kids need a daddy.
Yeah.
That's probably. I bet she's even got her parents or people in her life telling her this shit.
They need a man in their life.
Need a man in her life. But it's not so much the time frame as much as the way she talks about it. When
yeah.
she talks about, and all throughout the show, she kept crying and getting teary the whole time. Every time she talked about her children not having a dad. And I thought, if you're that close to it emotionally, you're too close to it to
yeah.
move on. It's not about the time. It's where she is.
She's still in the where she misses. She's grieving the absence of him instead of being able to have any type of positivity.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And I think when I was watching, the probably the thing that made me go, ugh, even more is when she's like, I waited a day to tell my child, children, and didn't get the daughter's name, Alina.
I didn't get them.
The kids are really cute. They're adorable. And the little boy goes, when will daddy be back from heaven? The daughter's like, you don't come back from heaven. And I went,
you don't. No, that was like, here we are. So they did it good because I'm feeling for Amanda. As soon as I found it was soon, I was like, you want her to find love. And then, sorry, there's so much beeping going on.
It's so awful. I hope y'all can't hear
that. Someone's backing up like a mile, just all the way down the street, kind of like Pizza Mom on Smothered.
Backs down the fucking street.
Backs down the street. So anyway, but she said, Jason told her, look, I want you to find love and move on. And this is where I wonder if that's why she thinks it's not from the outside. It's that Jay, it's like she had like has to be manifested because Jason is the one that said,
yeah,
find someone else to love. The kids need someone that in their life. And so now she feels she has this mission.
It gives me the willies for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I know she's 31 too, but I feel like she acts like she's 25.
Yep, definitely. God damn it. So one night she's grieving and she's up all night. She's just watching TikToks and doing what you do. And my friend was on and this guy kind of like lost a game. And I thought, he's cute. So I sent him a rose. And I was like, okay. And it's like,
ever sent me a rose on
TikTok. It wasn't even a dollar. Someone sent you a rosebud.
That's fair. That's fair.
And she's like, so then he sent me a private message and says, thank you. And before we knew it, we were talking on the phone every day. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Back it up. How do we get there?
That this was very, very fast.
So I would really like to know who initiated this frequency yeah, mm-hmm. of phone calls. I can see it being either of them. I can see it being her more than anybody. But if it's him, that's suspicious.
So we see, y'all, he's a model, a singer,
actor,
and a social media entertainer. And I wrote, oh, no. This is not what she needs.
But
this,
you know,
this guy doesn't want to come to America and live in fucking Eunice, Louisiana.
But you know, it's all fine because she's okay with him doing acting roles and being in the movies with beautiful women.
What about his music videos where he gets to make out with ladies?
No, I'm being facetious.
Yeah,
she's not okay with it. She hates it.
She hates it.
And the thing about it is, if you have the least bit of jealousy, you need to know if your partner is an influencer. Weirdly, part of them belongs to everybody, and it's even as an actor. It's like my body belongs to all of my Piano Cat 77 listeners. And watchers.
Piano kitties.
Yeah. My kitties.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
My law kitties.
That's a Piano Cat 77 fan, a piano kitty.
Kitty army. Rise up.
So yeah, you've got to tell anybody you're dating says, look, you can't have all of me.
Yeah. But I think
it's a good movie.
I honestly think that's fair. It's a fair point. It's not exactly fair for her at a year later to say, you can't do this.
I just don't get that. Like, if I was dating a guy who was an actor, if that ever happened, stop me.
I'll never do it again.
I've actually never dated a guy who's an actor.
Oh, way too many times.
Really a lot. And theater actors at that. They're
Or directors or screenwriters or painters. Yeah.
You've never dated a grip, though, have you?
No. No. It's probably the most, in fact, though, it probably is the smartest thing for me to do.
Yeah.
Because we could definitely use those.
We could.
Yeah.
We could. Don't get me started on who you should be dating. But so, what was that?
Oh, I want to say one thing.
I'd be fine, though, if my actor boyfriend did sex scenes. You would expect that.
I don't think Amanda from Eunice, Alabama is really happy with that, though.
She's probably doesn't live in Hollyweird like we do.
But she said, I sent a photo, and he said, I want you to only be mine. Which is a strange thing.
She goes, isn't that sweet? And I went, no, that's not sweet to me.
And at one point, he is funny and he's like, oh, no, I'm going to do this. He's like, yes, mom, I will sleep soon.
Yeah, he is funny. And he seems...
He's goofy.
Yeah, like Poodle said, he's got the C-U-N-T, y'all, which worries me.
Yeah.
You're right, though. There is a little bit. The brief that we saw, it feels more authentic.
It does for him.
Because like even later on when he's talking to her and she's saying, you know, are you ready to be a stepdad? He very kind of... calmly is like, well, you know, I'm not going to replace their father. I want to be a friend.
And she kind of bristles at this.
And that's what makes me think that she's got issues with this. And this is too, that is, this is his, this is what it is. That now it's like this manifesto.
Yeah.
That Jason said to her, like on his dying bread, like, then let the kids have a kid. And she like, that's the way she imagines it in her mind.
I said this when we were talking about this before. Let your children decide who this person is going to be. Don't say this is your new stepdad, especially when it's so new after they've left their father. This is mom's friend. This is mom's friend. This is mom's boyfriend, mom's fiance. I get to decide who this. It would be great if this person is my friend first.
I think that's great. You know, I'm my goddaughters, they're older now, but their mom has, and they lived with him when they were young. They've lived with this mom. Her mom's lived with her boyfriend and all of them together for like probably 6 years while they were in middle school and high school. One of them always wishes him a happy Father's Day and sends a card, and the other one doesn't. And he's okay with that because for one, she's like, because he's not my dad. And the other one said, but he's been such a great father figure.
Great.
And the mom's like, my daughters can do whatever they want, whatever they decide. And I think that's just a great example. A lot of parents, and I don't know if it's, they were older, so I don't know if it's younger. You know, sometimes kids are thinking in these binaries, so it's a hard thing. It sounds like we're judging Amanda, and I just
we are a little.
That's kind of our job.
We're two gay kind men. Of our,
it's two gay men that have a podcast about this show. So I know that we're ultimately, though, like, I think I'm judging her because I'm so scared for her.
Me too.
Because I just want her. It feels like she's not at peace.
You know what she is?
I want her to
she's
be at peace.
She's a bird trapped in a mall. Have you ever seen those birds that fly around trapped in the mall? And you're just kind of worried about what the bird's going to do.
It's going to poke your eyes out and kill you. What it's going to do right when you go get your Orange Julius or your Auntie Anne's, it's going to steal that pretzel and kill you.
I like he went both for two food items instead of shopping. What I'm saying is, I think a person who's not afraid of birds or has issues thinks, I don't know how that bird's going to go out. That bird must be in distress. This is not a good time to watch this. This is, yeah. And apparently you're more worried about your own safety from the bird.
Yes, that's why you run in. I would run into the illumination store because it was dark and looked like a cave. They wouldn't go in there with all the candles. I miss illuminations. Those were good stores.
A bird in a mall. Wow. That's what it feels like. I feel
I'm
worried about her safety. I don't think she's making
emotional safety.
Yeah. I don't think she's making clear-headed decisions because she's in the throes of grief. I also, when you were talking about fathers and I thought, if my mother if Mother Poodle had, like, say, a different daughter and something like that that wasn't hers, and I think she'd still want a Mother's Day card if she had been in some way. I'm like, oh, well, little Susie is just gonna say she's not gonna give me a Mother's Day card.
If your brother, God forbid, passed away, your sister-in-law would have to still send her a Mother's Day card every Mother's Day.
I agree.
Or your mother would be just beside herself.
I still gave birth to him.
Wouldn't have, she wouldn't have those kids if it wasn't for me.
Muffin, did I get a card from you? You're the only one who understands me.
Is Muffin out of that crate yet?
I think it's much better.
Wait, are you, Muffin will be healed by the time you get there?
Yeah.
No more crate time?
No. I called and my mother's, I just need to call you back. I'm still dealing with Muffin right now. Call.
I guess this has, in a way, been good for you because you've talked to your mom less because she's been so busy with
She's
Muffin.
Been extremely, extremely, it's very been very fraught this time. It's very tumultuous.
I bet her and your dad have been fighting a lot.
Oh, my father has to come home like in the middle of the day because Muffin is so hard. When you get her out of the crate, she's like nuts and she'll drag my mother down the stairs. And my mother has a bad knee.
I thought your mom had a knee replaced.
She did, but still getting over it. I think she's going to have other one.
Most people do.
Yeah.
Oprah just had both of hers done. Most people do. My Aunt Darla did that. She's about to have
I didn't ask for comparables. But
Aunt
thanks.
Peggy, she had both of her knees.
Again.
I know a great knee surgeon down in Norman, Oklahoma City.
Why do Southern people do that?
One. Corey
immediately
Ponder,
start,
he's great.
Immediately start giving comparables.
Oh, he's fantastic. My dad would do that when we go down to MD Anderson because Corey was like his son. He would send my father Father's Day cards.
Cody Ponder or Corey?
No, Cody died. Cody died of cancer very young at the age of like 34. He was a fixture at OU University. They did a whole campus-wide thing for him. It was very sweet. Corey, though, went to an older one. He's now at the Bone and Joint, I believe, at St. Anthony's. But anyway, my dad would go down to Houston. And my dad always lived in such a small town. We'd go to the MD Anderson. Largest cancer hospital in the world.
In Houston. The fourth largest city in the U.S.
Yes. We had the doctors he had. The doctor walk in, and my dad go, "Hi, doc." And he said, "Yes, Mr. Marr. You know Corey Ponder? up at OU, sure. You know, remember his mom, Danelle? Surely you heard of Corey." And I'm like, "Dad, they don't
and
know."
And the Indian doctor is like, "Yeah." Yeah. We're not familiar, but sure.
I feel like
I'm sure he's great.
They can't do this because of HIPAA, but I wish doctors wish they could have like private Facebook groups where they just talk about the shit patients told me.
Oh, I'm sure.
Where are we?
This, y'all, we are going to get tan with her sister, Ohio Kristen Stewart.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let you go off on the makeup. Take it.
It's
pop off.
What it is, it's a hard eyeliner. It's a hard...
And there's shininess.
It's a hard, non-blended eyeliner with a lot of highlighter.
Yeah.
All that kind of got washed away when I went to the tanning parlor and we saw... I'm going to call her Irene.
This woman.
I didn't get her name, but it was, I walked in, I went, well, that's Irene or a Tammy for dead sure. Y'all, this woman, Irene has had a hard, she's worked in bars.
Yeah.
She probably was a substitute teacher for a couple years.
I think she owns this place.
And finally she's saved all her money and now it's her tanning place and she's got it all together.
Someone tell us where Mary, you know what? You talk. I'm going to see where Marietta, Ohio is.
I feel like it's up by Columbus. That's where I feel like it is.
Marietta, Ohio.
Now, there's a Marietta, Oklahoma.
We have a Marietta, South Carolina.
I guess everybody has a Marietta. I wonder where that comes from. I don't know. Okay.
Who gives a shit?
So they're getting tans and all this kind of. And her sister Amber is like, I don't know if you're ready for this. This has been so fast. And she's like, you know, I know there isn't no playbook, but then Amber drops a bomb and says,
"You're Zanesville."
But Amber drops a bomb and says, "But y'all have broken up and gotten together so many times." And I went, "Whoa!"
Yeah, that's when I went.
In 3 months, y'all. In 3 months.
It's south of Columbus,
near West Virginia.
Tells me everything I need to know.
I would like to go to West Virginia. It looks beautiful.
My mother's people are from there. They were coal miners.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You said that in a way. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't an oh, wow, that's great.
No, I said an oh, wow. I don't want to delve into this more.
My mother's grandfather was like head coal miner.
Your mother's?
Grandfather.
Grandfather. Oh, you never met him?
No.
But did he probably die of something coal related at a young age?
I'll have to ask. The black lung?
Whatever.
But they came here for work.
To California?
No, I'm sorry. South Carolina.
South Carolina.
They moved to South Carolina for more work because the coal, I think they were using scabs.
What's that mean?
Scab, like union scabs. Like non-union coal miners.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at that.
And also the coal, they overmined. So mining jobs were just drying up.
This is just a great comedy show. Just great, everybody. So they've been fine. We find out that Amanda's like, well, I get a little jealous. And then that's basically she explains that they broke it up because of his social media content.
And he saw a woman and he said, why don't you go take a shower? Because she had a white shirt on. And I don't know if she ever did it. I was a little confused.
She's like, we broke up and we got back together. And in the next breath, Amanda says, but you know, this trip is going to be great. And maybe there'll be a proposal. And I went,
oh, fuck me.
You've been dating for 3 months.
Fuck me.
Y'all, this person is emotionally stunted. Something happened. I feel like something happened in our child. Judging off the makeup of her sister and what we know about Amanda, I'm judging something happened on the way to heaven for their childhood and that this death of Jason has doubled down that and triggered it for her.
She seems, that's why I called her a bird in a mall. She seems in distress consistently.
I'm concerned.
So later on, she's talking to him, or he's talking to her, and he's like, I need to tell you something. And in the southern dialect, he's like, I hope you understand. I can't wait to see you, girl. You look fine.
It was funny.
It was cute.
He's funny. Unless he shows some sign, Poodle and I are going to fall in love with him. He's got a big dick.
Yeah.
The real big dick.
The last bit, y'all, is... He is.
They did so many things in these segments.
Yeah, this was a really long segment. He's been a theater actor. He's starting his music career. He's a hustler.
He is.
And she's basically saying,
"I'm a hustler, baby."
I saw the trailer for your movie, And that's when we talked about this earlier, when she's like, how do you think you're going to be in my kids' lives? She's like, well, we're going to play together and I want them to see me like a friend. And he's just, she's just kind of like, and he says, I'll never replace their father. And I think in a lot of people would hear that as, that's great that you're not trying to do that for their kids. But she's kind of like, well, I'm still unsure about him. And maybe production is spinning this. Maybe it's all great for them.
It's the 3 months thing. Yes. Y'all, if you're dating someone for 3 months and you want a marriage proposal, you're in denial or unrealistic. Like, you're delusional.
And another stress here, y'all, she's leaving today. It shows her to the airport. This is the first time she's been away from her children for any length of time since her husband
died.
She's
gone for 3 weeks. And the daddy's box is in the back seat. But I say that. I know children need time, but I'm like, your mother's leaving, and then do they carry around the box with them everywhere? Because it's good to have something. You want an object to be more of like a transitional object, not a object.
Not a box, not a with permanent his face object. On it.
Because I worry, like, are these kids, when they're 17, going to go to prom with daddy's box? But seriously.
No, I know what you're saying, and we're not making fun of it. I'm still appalled by the concept of daddy's box being so front and center. I think it is a helpful thing for children.
It seems like
they're too attached to it, though.
Yes, I'm not making fun of it at all. What my concern is, from what we're seeing from the edit,
daddy's box,
that this family's not moving on at all.
No.
Yeah.
And
I worry a little bit, because they prayed at the beginning that there's been nothing like therapy, nothing like that. We're going to give it to God.
I think you're right.
And we're going to pray on it, which I know that can work for a lot of people, but God wants you to go to therapy. I'm going to tell you that right now. Jesus wants you to talk to a therapist.
I agree with that.
Y'all. Fucking talk to. Use our better code help. Our better help code.
So the little boy said, are you going to sleep in Rosmond's bed? And she's like, well, I'll probably sleep on the couch.
Not with that dick, honey. Not with that dick.
And y'all, she's off to Romania. I bet she's probably never even been out of the fucking country.
For sure. Now Mexico.
Oh, to Cancun.
Her and Jason went to Cancun.
Yeah.
I'm really worried about this bird in a mall.
I'm very
concerned. Because I think she's a really good person, and she seems like she's trying to be a real good mom, and I just want her to find peace.
Let's move on to an absolute debacle.
Before that, though,
let's take a commercial break.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself,
never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Chilling in the park, there's a guy with a shirt on. I've got a red shirt on, and my dad was actually shot in the park by someone else, and my mom had a stroke. This song's even too sad for me.
This is just an uplifting episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
This is just straight up tragedy. This is just tragedy porn.
You're right that this, and there's other people, and except for Gino and Jasmine, but it does feel like everyone is looking for love from a place of deep pain.
And desperation.
Yeah.
And loneliness.
And loneliness.
And y'all, we know that never goes well. You find love in yourself before you go looking for it other
places.
Yes,
as Ruth says, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
It sounds repetitive and sounds like it's some type of like proxism, but it's true. If you don't have a good concept of self-love, you're not going to know how to regulate love in your own relationship. Mm-mm. And you're going to love bomb people, or you're going to be so anxious in your attachment style that you're not even going to be able to know when they actually value you.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Everyone's like that this season.
They all come from that place.
Except for Jim and Jasmine.
In a way, it's really captivating because if you think about, oh no, Timmy just died.
No, Timmy!
Timmy, you're our only hope. We need you.
Oh, there it goes. I'll give it up for you!
You know, that's one reason why we fell in love is with Darcy, because Darcy came from that place mm-hmm. of desperation and loneliness.
Exhibit
and feeling
A.
And feeling unlovable.
Well,
we really need to go see Debbie and Raina, I've decided.
We need to. I'd go to Connecticut for them. But speaking of, I have looked, and we do have more listeners in that general area than I'd looked. Probably if we went anywhere, it would be in the Hartford area. There's a casino outside of
in Hartford.
Hartford. Hampshire and Hempstead. Hurricanes hardly happen. What did we make that?
We did a cabaret, y'all. Cabaret used to be that theater show that we would do, and now we would never do because Jake and I would get canceled quickly. because it was irreverent.
More than that, inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
We're drinking, by the way. We just started drinking.
but what was it? But we did a sketch where Poodle was trying to make me gay. We called it Phagmalion.
Yes.
And you were trying to make me, and you were Professor Poodle, and they would sing, "Poor Professor Poodle."
I was trying to make you gay.
I was very butch.
Yeah.
And
it was a stretch.
It was a
great
stretch,
acting
but
performance.
I convinced someone for once for like 2 minutes. And then you tried to make me gay, and at one you put a ball gag in my mouth, and I was doing.
You had to do mouth exercises.
Yes. And there was a do, do. I forgot yes. what they were, but you thought of some good ones.
And there was also, and it said, "How kind of you to make me come."
Yes, how kind of you to make me come. That was one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing more I like better than taking things that are wholesome and making them filthy. I want to spend the rest of my life doing
that. It's the same thing, by y'all. I'm going to say this. Our Mary Popper sketch is maybe one of the best things in history. It was very well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very well done.
I was in Lederhosen
you
as
were.
A child.
Bridget Green gave me that amazing
you,
Mary Poppins
You were Mary
wig.
Poppers.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Let's talk about something not as fun.
No.
And by that I mean trigger warning, death of a parent. Also trigger warning, catfishing. Holy shit. Now, this is how you catfish someone. Motherfucker.
That's what this episode
is. This is cruel.
This is going to be long episodes, but that's because it's like this episode just started in the middle of episode 6.
Yeah.
Like when we're racing to the finish line with the drama.
Yeah.
It was just, they didn't lube us up at all.
No. just went in, and then I cried all the way through it.
Yeah. So we're talking about Tyrae.
Tyrae and Carmella.
Tyrae is 33. Carmella is, who cares?
Tyrae is 33 from Modesto, which is near where Christina's from and where Chandra Levy was from.
Chandra Levy. Did I go to school with her?
No. No, you didn't.
Did we know her in college?
No, she was murdered.
Oh, she was?
Yes.
When did
and
that happen?
She had an affair with Gary Condit. He was a congressman.
Was this one of those case things?
Yes, it's a true crime thing. Every time I hear Modesto, I think Chandra Levy. And I know there are people out there who, is every time they see Modesto, they go, Chandra Levy, Gary Condit. All these true crime bitches.
Wow. Someone probably said it in their car.
But that's the first thing I think about is Chandra Levy. They still don't know what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Like JonBenet.
They don't think Gary Condit was involved.
Really?
I'm sorry. Well, it's already tragic enough. Have to bring up Chandra Levy, but
true.
I can't help myself.
Well, as my Aunt Karen would have said, if she's alive, it's a mystery to me.
Yeah, he's just playing the ukulele. Now, y'all, if you're going to play the ukulele, you got to learn to play the ukulele. You can't just go flunk, flunk, flunk on the same chords.
No, you can't.
It made me feel sorry for this person. I think he's a very lonely person. As he says, I'm not a musician, but I picked it up, and everyone playing it looks happy.
I wrote, when he said that, I went,
Something
happened to him on the way to heaven. And then we find out his father was murdered when he was 4.
In a park, and he's still on the park horse. He's in the park again.
Yes. That was after he had told us his mother had a brain tumor.
And then she had a
stroke. She had a stroke. And so
she lives with him.
She lives with him, and he is now her caretaker.
Don't forget the trifecta. 33 years old and still a virgin.
And a virgin because he's always been big and he feels self-conscious about his weight.
This is a comedy show. Seriously, I was watching this first season and thinking, fuck. I hope good things for Tyrae. He seems like a sweet person.
He does.
And he's trying to do well because he doesn't have a best friend except for chocolate, God bless him. He even says so. I picked up the ukulele because everyone who plays it looks happy.
Happy.
I just went, ooh. Do you ever wonder if the producers or the camera people just say, they just drink themselves at night and go, are we doing good things?
I think they've already sold out. Yeah, they've already sold their soul out on that one.
Can we get a shot of Tyrae's face?
Producer Rachel's just going drizzly on me tonight, guys.
We got the shot. We find out that Tyrae takes care of his mom full time. He had to quit his other job, and she has
so
other children.
So he probably lives on they're in California, yep. Thankfully. So they're at least, I don't know if it's everywhere, but
probably some disability for her.
You can get paid to be a caregiver.
That's true.
I think that maybe isn't all over the country, but I know you can get that in California.
Yeah.
So, but it's not much.
And
not much.
Mom basically says he helps me more than all my other kids. And y'all, if you're taking care of a parent who's unwell, you've done it. You know that your life isn't yours in some ways.
No, we, we know our amazing concert booker, Kristen, who did our first tour, she's dealing with that. And
yeah,
a lot of you email me about that. Like, oh my God, I didn't know this was going to be all consuming, but it is all consuming. Because I don't think she can walk.
Doesn't look like. But it looks like they're doing strength exercises.
Yeah, so I don't know if she can walk fully. So he is, it's not just cooking a meal for her. It's helping her shower, probably. Helping her do things.
This is a little bit of Frankie from Love in Paradise. But I think I like this guy a lot better than Frankie. And a little Yolanda. A little Williams.
I think it's more Yolanda. Because Frankie knew he was taking advantage of. Like,
yeah.
He wanted a woman.
He was gross.
He wanted to break up the sea couple.
Yeah.
The
sea witches.
Tyrae, I don't think there's a mean bone in his body.
I think he's just that naive.
I think he's just sugar and, well, chocolate. Because he eats chocolate all the time. Sweet.
Carmella, his intended, is from 27 from Barbados. Shout out to Barbados.
A lot of ass pictures.
Yeah. A
lot of tit
Cardi
pictures.
Cardi B plus Megan Thee Stallion. And they met on a dating site. They've been dating for 4 years.
4 years.
And they've never video chatted.
She doesn't like it, and he didn't want to ask. It's only been photos the entire time.
This pause is inserted for you to take time and process all that.
Because it's not. It is much more like...
It is.
Williams.
I think he Williams.
It's much more her than it is. Because you might ask yourself, whoa, is this like Caesar? And we'll get to know him more yet, but Caesar
isn't less naive. Caesar's dumb, sadly.
Caesar is dumb. Tyrae doesn't seem dumb.
I think he's extremely naive.
I just think he's extremely, yeah, naive. And it's like my friend Angel says, a great therapist who like said,
you believe what you need to believe to keep life livable.
Yeah. And she said, you should never make important decisions when, I think this might come from some AA or something, but halt. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And if you apply that to a lot of these people, taking out hungry, but a lot of them are either, you can tell, angry. Like
definitely
Riley,
lonely. Riley is so angry.
So angry. And here, Tyrae is. He is lonely. I know he's tired.
Definitely tired.
Definitely tired from being. This is. You're not in the place to. Amanda, you could go back to. I bet you. Amanda is angry.
Yeah, and she's
and
exhausted.
Lonely.
Yeah, she's
halt,
them.
Y'all. That has saved me. When I get, I'm trying. I'm like, I just need to do this, and I go. Oh, wait a minute. I haven't eaten. Don't forget, as an adult we can be, we're still just little kids sometimes.
I also, if you would add, you can't add, it, but hungry, think, add dehydrated into that, because no one drinks enough water.
Well, yeah, Father Poodle. Little, yours, your, for you, it's halt, halt, because it's hungry, angry, lonely, tired, horny.
Which... Yeah, I need to, needs to happen every couple of
yeah,
days.
Yeah, if you're horny, stuff's not getting done.
Yeah, I agree.
So he says she doesn't work, but she wants to go to school, and he wants to support her. They only communicate through Snapchat.
Snapchat, but they do have naughty sessions.
Naughty pictures, which, again, I felt like a slut because...
You've done Snapchat?
No, I haven't done Snapchat yet. I don't get it. But I'm saying...
Things disappear.
But they do.
Yeah, they do.
Well, it sounds like you know about
Nobody
it.
Nobody could ever find out about it.
But here's what I'm wondering.
Very helpful.
I'm sorry, but if I'm going to get sex with you, maybe I'm just... I don't know if I'm you where I need the Mack truck to hit me on the side and choke me and then explode in fire. But I need... Yeah. A picture does not say 1,000 words. I need a video of you jerking it.
You're not going to get it from me.
No, I don't want it, but I'm saying that's what I... So the fact that he doesn't want that after 4 years?
I don't think he values himself to want anything.
Anything. To ask for anything. No, he wants. That's the sad. He doesn't ask for it. It's just like my Aunt Peggy and Matt Metzer and that four-wheeler, just like it.
I can't take the bait of that because this is already a long show.
No, I'm just saying. I'll save it for another day.
So
the point is, Aunt Peggy had four four-wheelers. She got one for her daughter. My cousin Lolo, Lori, got a blue four-wheeler. And then my cousin Kelly, the one I talked about earlier, who's like my sister, I call Sissy, she got a red one. And my Aunt Peggy did that the whole life because she said, I'm not pitting my girls against the way my mama did me and Darlis. And so, because we call Darla Darlis. I don't know why, but we do.
Can we wrap it up?
But because even when they got cars when they were in high school, Lori got a blue 240 SX and Kelly got a red one. But anyway, Aunt, I always wanted those four-wheelers so badly. And then Aunt Peggy sold one But she still had the blue one, which is the one I wanted because it was Lolo's. I loved the blue Fort, my favorite color. And they lived just up the street. And I wanted, I'd see it in the garage, and I'd wanted it and wanted it and wanted it. And finally, one day, I was at home. I'd left Aunt Peggy's, and I told Mom, I said, Mama, can I tell you something? She said, what, Goose? And I said, Mama, I want Aunt Peggy's four-wheeler. I want to get Lolo's four-wheeler. And she's like, well, baby, won't you walk back up the street and ask her, and we'll buy it from her. You can have it. So I walked up the street. I was so excited because I'd wanted this for like a month. And I looked, and my school rival, Matt Metzer, who was very good looking, and I think probably looking back, I wanted to sleep with him, but he was he always beat me in everything. I looked.
How hard was that, really?
Well.
Everything athletic? Come on.
Well, I know. He actually, we're good friends now. But Matt Metzer, I saw him driving away in that four, went down the driveway and drove off in that four-wheeler. And I stood there on the street, just stone-faced, and I just started sobbing. And my aunt, because I was like eight, and my Aunt Peggy.
You had no business driving a four-wheeler at 8 years old.
Well, it was fine. It's low to the ground.
You had no business.
No, everybody did.
And how many people got hurt?
Nobody. Because I never had one. And Aunt Peggy,
people died all the time in South Carolina with four-wheelers.
I'm almost done with the story.
Please.
Aunt Peggy walks down. She sees me crying. She's like, what's wrong, Matthew? And I said, well, Peggy, I just wanted your four-wheeler. And she said, well, baby, if you would have asked, I just would have given it to you. I love you.
Oh.
And it's a lesson. You do not get what you don't ask for.
That actually made me a little more sick than hearing Tyree's father was shot in a park.
That's a lesson, though, y'all.
I'm gonna wrap this up for you really quickly. She's gonna hopefully. That's sadder than this. She's hopefully gonna be his wife, and I went, oh, hell no. And he's kept Carmelo a secret because of judgment from his family. Production says, we need to talk to you about Carmella.
Didn't you feel like, by the way, I just want to, before you get to the reveal, but didn't you feel like in watching him, instead of watching 90 Day Fiancé, we were watching an episode of like In Treatment? What's the other one you used to watch?
No, this felt like Catfished or Cheaters.
Yes. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
This felt like an episode of Cheaters, and I was like waiting for the guy goes, with Joey Greco, say, do you want to see Carmella when she's with this guy? We found her. Because you know it was in Dallas. Cheaters was always in Dallas.
Oh, it was in Dallas.
And God, the trashy people in that
show. That show was good.
Anyway, and I said, he's like, we can take this footage and you can decide not to do it. Or you can decide, but you can decide if you want to stop filming. And I went, this must be bad.
I knew it was bad whenever he said, and if you don't want us to use anything we've already filmed, we won't. Y'all,
I was like
90
this.
Day Fiancé never does that.
I was like twitching. Never. I was like this.
Never. Like I was thinking in my head, oh my God, is he dating like Osama bin Laden's sister? Like, and what the fuck?
It says, we've learned that Carmella hasn't been honest. The person you're messaging is not the woman with the pictures in the video. And they've admitted... We contacted them. They're not who they say they are. The person you've been messaging is. And on the next episode, we're going to tell you. No, it's a man. It's a man. And Tyree's. Sorry, I keep going Tyree.
Tyree.
I'm thinking of Brian Tyree Henry. That's why I keep saying it. Tyree. And Tyree's face.
You got me thinking of Tyrese.
It's just. Oh. And you can see.
And remember, y'all, his family, no one knows about this relationship.
He's so good at compartmentalizing and trauma just hitting him and it bouncing off until he can process or he never processes.
I just want to hug him and hold him and let him sob. And just say, you are enough, you are enough, you are enough.
Should we do Dave and Sheila on the next show? This is already long.
Yeah, we'll do them on the next
one. Let's do them on the next one. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
There's been enough now that abject tragedy.
Now that you're just sobbing in the shower. Huh? Your husband's going to go, honey, what's wrong? Oh, listen to my case. Carl.
Just go play your ukulele with one cord.
Go play your ukulele.
God damn it. I'm grateful. That's one thing this teaches. This show has taught me to have a moment of gratitude.
Have a
today.
Moment of gratitude.
God damn it.
All right, everybody. That's the show. Hey, listen. If
holy
you,
fuck.
We'll go over this more, but we want to remind you, if you want to listen to this show ad-free, if you sign up for Reality Gaze Plus at the $8 tier, you will be able to listen to this with no commercials. And that is the $8
even
tier,
though we do good ads.
Even though we do good ads.
But I get it.
That is on Supercast, Patreon, or Apple subscriptions. It's basically, there's only one tier for Apple, but it is the $8
tier. The $8 tier.
So you can check that out there. Until then, y'all. Ooh, I don't want to say it this time because it hits harder.
I know.
We call these people lonely hearts because...
Jesus! Geez,
aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yeah. And if you've got a daddy's box that just hits all the right places, tell me what's in your daddy's box.
Daddy's box was hard when I was crying. Hollis.
God, it's sad.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.